The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The people have spoken. Results of the 2024 general elections are here, and the Bharatiya Janata Party-led National Democratic Alliance is set to form the government at the center. This time, however, no single party got absolute majority. Far from the center's seat of power in Delhi, Dalal Street in Mumbai saw a milestone day. The last 2 days have been a roller coaster ride for the Indian markets. The markets, which were soaring a day before results on the back of a strong comeback predicted for the BJP's by pollsters, saw a day of bloodbath on Tuesday. Investors lost more than $31 trillion on Tuesday as benchmark indices plunged. Both Nifty and Sensex saw a fall of close to 6%, the biggest since the first pandemic-induced lockdown was announced on March 23, 2020. Mint's market correspondent Ram Sagal reports on the biggest market crash in 4 years. Coalition politics is back. A decade after the BJP won a majority on its own for the first time, NDA, the coalition led by it, is seeing a comeback to power. Narendra Modi is set to become the Prime Minister for a third straight term. While the NDA's tally of about 290 is nowhere close to the government's call for 400, the coalition made a dent in key southern states. The BJP finally breached Kerala, winning one seat in the state. In Tamil Nadu, the BJP failed to open its account but saw its vote share rise to 11% from earlier 3.7%. The opposition India bloc is likely to secure 234 seats, led by the Indian National Congress, which has nearly doubled its strength in parliament to 99 seats. The crown jewel of the BJP's electoral victories in the past, Uttar Pradesh, favoured the opposition alliance over the BJP. The Congress and the Samajwadi Party-led India bloc outnumbered the NDA by 43-33. Modi's BJP also broke into new territories in the east, notably Odisha, where it not only swept the Lok Sabha elections but also closed in on a majority in the state assembly. The results also imply that Modi will now have to rely on his allies, mainly TDP's Chandrababu Naidu and JDU's Nitish Kumar, for a stable government at the centre. Mint, Sayantan Behra and N. Madhavan report on the results of the world's largest election. N. Madhavan also explains the verdict of 2024 in today's Mint Primer. From a setback for the BJP in the heartland states of Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, to the return of regional parties, the 2024 verdict was full of surprises. Despite holding 206 public meetings and rallies over the course of the last 45 days, it became evident that Modi's magic too has its limits. The Lok Sabha will also boast of a stronger opposition, something that was missing for a decade. Another insight from the verdict is how inaccurate exit polls can be. Most of the pollsters missed the mark massively this election. As the BJP-led NDA appears set to continue its tenure with a reduced majority, industries across India are looking forward to policy stability and the extension of current incentives. The technology sector is particularly focused on advancing India's semiconductor capabilities, enhancing AI regulation, and implementing crucial digital laws such as the Digital Personal Data Protection Act and the upcoming Digital India Bill. Meanwhile, the telecom sector anticipates the enactment of new rules under the forthcoming telecom bill, along with the potential tariff revisions. The aviation industry hopes for the establishment of global aviation hubs and a reduction in jet fuel taxes to improve operational economics. There's also a significant focus on incentives for electric vehicles and regulations affecting fuel economy and emissions, which are crucial for the road transport sector. Gulveen Aula takes a look at the expectations of major industrial sectors from the upcoming government at the centre. Yesterday's results had one outstanding result, that the BJP would not be able to form a government on its own. We invited Sujit Bhalla, economist and author, to opine on this historic result. Bhalla writes that no exit poll got this election right, especially the rise of India Coalition. UP, West Bengal and Maharashtra stood out for the New Age Coalition group. Bhalla also writes that the lower turnout could have hampered the NDA's chance at a greater majority. Lastly, he writes that this election is a victory for many stakeholders, but none bigger than the one for the average Indian voter, who has made their voice resonant. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.